The following message is brought to you by Mark Maurer, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. This is Wednesday, April 6, 2011, and Presidential Release number 394. I'm very sorry to have to begin this presidential release with the sad news that Andy Verdon of Minnesota died as the result of an accident on March 11th. He was a vendor. He joined the Federation in the 1950s. He was 83 at the time of his death. He has been a person who worked in the Federation for well over half a century. He was part of what made our organization what it is. I urge that you remember Andy Verdon in your prayers. James Ruffalo and Kelly Sloan were married on the 27th day of March on Long Island, says Joe Ruffalo. James Ruffalo is son to Joe Ruffalo, so congratulations to the Ruffalo family. Joe Ruffalo and Judy were as proud as they can be. I have a few announcements here. We'll start with the ones that we have from Mark Riccobono. The National Federation of the Blind has launched a free, peer-reviewed online publication, The Journal of Blindness, Innovation, and Research. The JBIR is intended to be a forum for publication and discussion of research and practice in the field of work with the blind. The JBIR puts the experience of blind people at the center of cutting-edge practice in the field. We need you to get involved in the journal as readers, authors, and reviewers. Go to www.nfb-jbir.org to create your free logon and learn more about how you can participate. Braille Book Fair Flea Market. Donate your gently used but no longer needed Braille books to the 2011 Braille Book Fair and Flea Market, sponsored by the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children and the National Association to Promote the Use of Braille, with support from the UPS Foundation. Books should be in good condition. Cookbooks, books about sports, children's print Braille picture books, and all books suitable for children and youth are especially needed. Children are so hungry for their very own books that every year, despite generous donations, most of our books for young children are gone in less than an hour. So begin your search through the boxes in your basement and spare room and get those books shipped to Braille Book Fair, UPS. Attention, Bessie Graham, G-R-A-H-A-M, 8901 Atlantic Avenue, Orlando, Florida, 32824. If you have any questions, you may contact Barbara Cheadle at 410-747-3472, or you can email her at bacheadle@msn.com. This year's event is slated to take place on Tuesday, July 5th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. The convention is coming, as you know. Dan Hicks, the president of the National Federation of the Blind of Florida, asks that this announcement be available on the release. July 9th, 2011. Day Tours by Echeverria Travel and Peachtree Travel. These are full-day tours for Walt Disney, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, and Kennedy Space Center. We need bus reservations as soon as possible, especially for the Kennedy Space Center, inasmuch as there is limited seating for lunch with an astronaut program and escorted tours. Bus tickets are $20 per person for any of the tours you pick. $10 per person, deposit due no later than May 1st. That way, a head count can be determined for the tours. Final payment of $10 per person and payment for tour tickets will be due no later than June 1st, 2011. Please call for prices or each tour by either calling Cheryl Echeverria of Echeverria Travel at 1-866-580-5574 or by emailing reservations at echeverriatravel.com. Echeverria is E-C-H-E-V-A-R-R-I-A, so it's reservations at echeverriatravel.com, or you can get a hold of Maurice Shackelford of Peachtree Travel at 888-389-2723 or by email reservations at peachtreetravel.net. I have Joe Ruffalo's customary monthly announcement about Through Our Eyes. This one is April 20th. That's a Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. He will be interviewing Parnell Diggs about the Imagination Fund and the Race for Independence. And joining him on the program will be Anil Lewis and Mark Riccobono. There are about a dozen email addresses here, which I think I'll skip. I think I put them on the last few releases. If you have questions, get a hold of Joe Ruffalo and ask about how to do all of this. We have the convention coming up, as I was saying, and we'll be at the Shingle Creek Rosen Hotel. And the Rosen Shingle Creek Resort can be reached at 866-996-6338, and you should get your room reservations. Now, people who call there tell me that the rooms for the first 2 days are sold, and that, I think, is true at the Rosen Shingle Creek. The Rosen Center is a hotel also run by the same company. It's a good hotel, and it is about a 10-minute ride away from the Rosen Shingle Creek, and I believe that it has rooms for the first and second. So if you want to get rooms there, you should be able to do it at the same number. This is 866-966-6338. As you notice, the number starts with an 8 and ends with an 8, and in the middle you've got a 66, a 99, a 66, and a 33. That's why I like this particular number so well. So it's 866-996-6338. Get your reservations soon because the rooms are going fast. Also, the convention this summer, you will need to register for the convention. This is so that you are registered as a part of the convention. You will need to get a banquet ticket. Registration before convention may be had on the website at www.nfb.org/registration, and it costs $15 if you get it online right now. It also costs $20 if you wait till convention and you've got to stand in line for it. And you can get your banquet ticket for $50 if you buy it in the registration on our website right now, or it costs $60 if you wait till convention. So I urge you to get your registration done and get your room reservation made and get these things done as soon as possible. I mentioned a moment ago that Parnell Diggs is going to be interviewed on the Through Our Eyes program about the Imagination Fund and also about the Blind Driver Challenge. Here is an announcement from Ellen Ringline, which says, the NFB Independence Market now has the Blind Driver Challenge polo shirt available for sale. This attractive dark purple shirt with white insets on the sides and the back collar has the Blind Driver Challenge logo embroidered on the left chest. The shirt costs $30 plus shipping and handling and is available in sizes ranging from extra small to 4X. To order your shirt, please contact the Independence Market by telephone at 410-659-9314 extension 2216, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. We are going to be having some information at the convention about the Blind Driver Challenge and about the Imagination Fund. Here for an announcement about these matters is Parnell Diggs.
Thank you, Dr. Maurer, and greetings, fellow Federationists. I wanted to talk with you for a moment about the Imagination Fund and an initiative that we are conducting to encourage members to raise significant resources in the 2011 Race for Independence. On the afternoon of Tuesday, July 5th, we will be giving 30 Federationists a chance to participate in the Blind Driver Experience during the National Convention in Orlando. What is the Blind Driver Experience? 30 Federationists from across the nation will have the opportunity to choose three friends and join a trained blind driver for a ride in the Blind Driver Challenge car and get to see up close the exciting, innovative technology that made it possible for a blind person to drive independently on the track at the Daytona International Speedway. Participants can dialogue with the driver about how the technology works and talk about where we go from here now that we have passed this important historic milestone. But to qualify, to have a chance to take part in this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, you must raise at least $1,000 by June 15th. Here is how the selections will be made. The top 10 Imaginators nationwide, in terms of money raised, will qualify automatically. Then we will select 20 other individuals from a pool of individuals who raise at least $1,000 by June 15th. The time and date of the drawing will be announced soon. In short, there are two ways to qualify. You can finish in the top 10, or you can have your name drawn from a pool of individuals who raise at least $1,000 by June 15th. You must also register for the national convention. Many of you are already well on the way to raising $1,000, so please keep working at it. And if you're not quite as far along as you want to be yet, there is still ample opportunity, plenty of time to qualify for a chance to participate in the Blind Driver Experience. Feel free to contact me via email at pdiggs@nfb.org or call me directly in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina at 843-492-7411 if you have any questions or if I can help you in any way to reach the $1,000 level. In the meantime, get signed up for the Race for Independence at www.raceforindependence.org or by contacting Anne Marie Laney here at the NFB Jernigan Institute at 410-659-9314 extension 2371 and get started raising your money so that you can qualify to participate in the Blind Driver Experience. Thank you very much, Dr. Maurer. Let's race.
Since our last presidential release, we have taken action which I hope works as well as we think it will work. For a long time, we've been noticing that folks have been implementing a lot of these kiosks and information machines around the country, and most of them are not accessible to the blind. I suppose one of the most annoying places to find these is at airports. You show up at the airport and there are dozens and dozens of inaccessible machines sitting there that can be used to get boarding passes and check in luggage and all that. They don't have to be inaccessible, but they are. So the National Federation of the Blind has taken action. We have sued Las Vegas, Nevada, specifically the McCarran Airport, which is the airport that serves Las Vegas, to insist that all the kiosks in the airport be installed as accessible machines. We think that we can pursue this matter and that the likelihood is that we'll get accessible airport kiosks and that this will encourage the kiosk industry to take seriously the question of how accessible these machines are for blind users. I thought you'd like to know that we've taken the step of suing the airport or the city of Las Vegas, Nevada, and there ought to be plenty of money out there to pay the claim once we get it through the court. As I say, we're coming to the time of the national convention, and I'm working on the agenda. And if you have anything for the agenda, it's important that you get it in soon. I will be putting the agenda to bed before we get to the next presidential release. So anything that you have that needs to be in the agenda, I would like to know about it as soon as possible. This brings me to the end of the presidential release, and Julian Robinson, who works here at the National Center for the Blind, says, "How did the butcher introduce his wife? Meet Patty." Norman Gardner of Utah says, "The grave of Karl Marx is just another communist plot." Christina Wadia, who is secretary to the president, said that there was a man who went to church every morning and prayed that he could win the lottery, and he knelt before the altar. And finally, one day after he'd been there for weeks, a voice came from the altar and said, "Do your part. Buy a ticket."
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Maurer, president, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230.